This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three and out. Pickett from the shotgun. Taking a shot down the sideline. Completes the pass. Deontay Johnson with the long completion from Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, and Breon Borders is the guy I just talked about in the open. Having to be.
Anybody wake up and buy their Super Bowl tickets this morning? I mean, that's the way that if this was like in week 14, 15, you'd be feeling about this Steelers team. It's the preseason. There's a lot of football to play. We haven't even played a damn game that counts yet. But there is so much to like about this team. And look, I'm not just going to come out, you know, and lie and say the team looks, you know, so fantastic and it's preseason and that's just trying to fanboy out on it. It's just the absolute truth of the matter. Kenny Pickett has been nearly flawless. The pass that he made to George Pickens on the near sideline was right on the money. The pass he threw to Deontay Johnson, dropping it in the bucket early in the first quarter, far side of the field, was again right there in between two defenders. He just looks like a completely different player. He looks confident. He looks composed. He looks poised. Kenny Pickett just looks like a true, dependable franchise quarterback. And I'm very curious to see how that can continue into the regular season. And, you know, have we been too harsh on Matt Canada? Let's see like 10 games in the regular season before we answer that question. But are we too optimistic about Nick Herbig? Man, I don't know how you can't be. He has been a camp darling. I don't even know if I have the correct words for Nick Herbig, because it's tough for me when I start to see guys that are younger than me going out there and having just huge success on an NFL field. Nick Herbig is 21. He's born the same year as me, 2001. And he was born in November. He's a couple months. I was born in March. He's born in November. So he is roughly, not great at math off the top of my head. What? 7 months? 8 months? Older than me? Okay. Regardless, he has 3.5 sacks in the preseason and a forced fumble. 3.5 sacks and a forced fumble. He was a fourth-round pick. In terms of, if we count Calvin Austin, who didn't play last year because of an injury, you got Broderick Jones, who's your first-round pick, 14th overall. Joey Porter Jr. was the 32nd pick. Second-round pick, Porter, fantastic. Pick from the Bears. Everything, really, everything that you could have wanted out of any deal you got from Chase Claypool, to be able to get Joey Porter Jr. could be, again, another steal in the draft. Where if Broderick Jones wasn't there, the Steelers could have easily picked him at pick 17. Keanu Benton. Also, somebody that potentially could mold into a starting role by the middle of the season. He could even be a starter in the first couple of weeks of the season. It would not surprise me. Benton was a second-round pick. Your second-round pick with Joey Porter Jr. Then Darnell Washington, third-round pick out of Georgia. Calvin Austin was another third-round pick. And then you get to Nick Herbig. That's a decent amount of guys before you even get to Herbig. And I know Calvin Austin was last year's draft class, and hypothetically speaking, we're just throwing him into the mix here just because, you know, why not? Nick Herbig has had the most, he's been the most impactful player out of anybody that the Steelers drafted this season, this past year in the 2023 draft. And I mean, he's just been everything, and I mean everything, that you could ask for out of any type of wide receiver. Calvin Austin was a fourth round pick, my apologies. But again, so let's loop him in there with Nick Herbig. You're talking Calvin Austin, Nick Herbig, two guys who were fourth round picks. Austin, in terms of his speed, how dynamic he is, because, but for both guys, their position room is deep. Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, Allen Robinson, then you get to Calvin Austin, TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, Marcus Golden, and then you get to Nick Herbig. Nick Herbig might be better than Golden at this point, and has earned his way to becoming your third outside linebacker. So there's a lot of things to like about Herbig, and you got to find a way to just put him on the field. He had another sack last night in Atlanta. He's just a monster. He just produces. He just finds a way to get to the quarterback. You could tell he's learned from TJ Watt with some of the moves that he makes just right off the snap. He's fooling right tackles all over the place. And it's encouraging to see. You could just dip into the well of Wisconsin and find a guy that maybe, I mean, it does not make me regret the Alex Highsmith contract, but it does make me wonder where you're going to play Nick Herbig and if you played him as a full-time starter, what his role would look like. But at the same time, he might be better off with just 15 snaps, spelling TJ Watt and spelling Highsmith and being able to stay fresh and get to the quarterback that way. You got to remember, these college guys only play 12 games, 13 games in a season, 17 games plus playoffs in the NFL. Some of them are gassed by the end of the year. That was not the case with Kenny Pickett. Now, he didn't start until later on in the season, around the bye week. And then he ended up looking better as the season continued to go on. So that's a factor there. But overall, there's a lot to like from Nick Herbig. Find a way to get him on the field. And it looks like that'll be the case. It's got to be the case against San Francisco as well, to pair him with the, make it a three-headed monster. Hell, even four with Golden, along with TJ Watt. And our good friend Alex Highsmith, who just got paid. More coming up. Fan Only Morning Show. I'm Austin Bechtel with you on Sports Radio 97 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.